What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Ah, gentlemen, the termination train has no signs of slowing down anytime soon. As a matter of fact, it is consistently picking up speed. Now, this article was published on the 19th of January. Santa Clara man charged with terminating his wife in a domestic violation incident. Ah, domestic violence. We all know, according to society, it is a one-way street from men to women. However, as I've thoroughly explained, no, it is in fact a two-way street. However, whenever a man is actually abused by his wife or girlfriend, no one wants to help that man out until that man decides to lash out. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A Santa Clara man has been charged with the termination of his wife after police said he offlined his wife at their home earlier this week. According to the Santa Clara County District Attorney's Office, police were called to a home on Valley Way at around 11 a.m. Tuesday to perform a welfare check. When police arrived, an acquaintance of the suspect said he was concerned about the suspect and his wife. The acquaintance told officers that he saw the suspect inside the home, quote unquote, motionless, on his knees, had his hands in the air, and was staring blankly. Police said the suspect refused to answer his phone or the door. Officers made their way into the home and took the suspect, 27-year-old Liren Chin, into custody. In a bedroom, police found the victim deleted on the floor with what officers described were severe blunt force injuries to her head. Authorities have not released the woman's name, but she was of Asian descent. Officers said Chin's right hand was quote unquote extremely swollen and purple and had blood on his clothing, legs, arms, and hands, along with scratches on his arm. District Attorney Jeff Rosen said in a statement that 911 calls involving domestic violation have risen. That is something that I said, gentlemen. More and more men are finally letting the chains of restraint go. Why? Because these men know they have no outlet. They have no one that they can turn to. We know that over 70% of non-reciprocal domestic violence occurs from women to men. However, this society refuses to address it. Quote unquote, domestic violation deaths have been falling in our county, but that does not measure the depth and destructiveness of the violation, Rosen said. Anyone who feels that they or someone else is being abused by their partners, please reach out to your local law enforcement agency. You are not alone. We can help. Okay. Here's my question. Does that extend to men who are being psychologically and mentally abused? I find it very, 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 very interesting that when someone talks about the Duluth model, it's always a physical abuse, never a mental abuse, because we see men being mentally, verbally, psychologically abused all the time, especially on social media. When women are, you know, emasculating their man in public, people laugh at that. People get a good chuckle out of it. As long as the man doesn't dare to do anything to defend himself, oh, people think it's actually comical. However, once that man says, you know what, enough is enough, oh, society wants to have a hissy fit. How dare you do something to a woman? I find it, once again, very, very, very strange that women are allowed to abuse men in public, but a man is not allowed to defend himself in public. But getting back to this article, prosecutors said Chen remains hospitalized. An arraignment has been scheduled for Friday afternoon. Well, well, well. Once again, you don't know what's going on behind closed marital doors scenario plays itself out. We don't know what led up to this. But of course, standard operating procedure from the media, oh, the man's action is the only thing that needs to be focused on, not what drove him to commit such an act. But like I said, we live in a society that continuously allows women to commit all sorts of fuckery, yet at the same time telling men that you need to somehow accept it. Once again, here's a question that I have. Why are men of today expected to, quote unquote, pay for the past misdeeds of men, even though far, far too many women have never had misdeeds done to them, but still, men of today are still guilty of what men supposedly did in the past? Yeah, right. No. 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 Mm-mm. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in the home. Gotta give it a 10. Method of execution. This guy obviously used the hand of hate, so I gotta give that a 30. Psychological impact, I'm gonna give that a 25. And for the brutality factor, severe trauma to her head, blunt force, which means he literally gave her the beatdown of all beatdowns. I'm going to give that a 35. So Liren, the chopper Chen, gets a score of 100. Let me reiterate. You never know what's going on behind closed marital doors. The Duluth model. We all know that that was false. That right there has always been a major sword slash shield that women will use because they know in the world of men, we adhere to rules and laws. However, the world of women, they have no such things. Which is another reason why I find it hilarious that women always say that they're being oppressed. Oh, we're being oppressed, blah, 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 blah. Yet you have an entire society that will flip over on its head anytime a woman has so much as a hangnail. The entire world stops. But a man? Oh, no, 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 no. Just because you are born a male, you're automatically part of the patriarchy. Therefore, you're automatically guilty. Therefore, you need to consistently restrain yourself to make the world safer for women, even though you've committed no fucking crime. Once again, this society never ceases to amaze me with the levels of stupidity that it allows. Yeah, men of today are guilty and need to pay for the sins of men before them. Even though you've done nothing wrong, you still need to pay the price. Get the absolute fuck out of here with that nonsense. But, hey, this society is changing. Men are no longer restraining themselves. Men have no outlets. A man can't go to the police and say, hey, my wife or my girlfriend is abusing me. The same police, if a man were to come to them, would laugh at him and say, oh, you're not a real man if your wife or girlfriend is abusing you. But if that man says, oh, okay, I tried to go about this the legal way. I tried to go about this the right way. However, I got no help. Those same police, if that man says, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to take matters into my own hands, will be the same ones to come back and say that guy was wrong for taking matters into his own hands. Yeah, gentlemen, one of the ultimate catch-22s, male abuse. Yeah. Yep, yep, yep. Far too many men are psychologically, emotionally abused, and no one wants to say anything about it. Because, oh, anytime a man tries to address the abuse that men go through, what's the first and automatic comeback? Well, women are abused. No one fucking cares. But hey, guess what? Equality is here, ladies. Equality is here. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. What do you think his motivation was for giving her the ultimate chop? Leave it in the comments section. And once again, you women over here in the West, you need to understand something. As I always demonstrate with every HMT episode that I cover, far too many women honestly believe that the power that they have by being over here is something that's going to continuously give them a quote unquote force shield. No, ladies, no. Understand this, and understand this crystally damn clear. The power you think you have is going out. Feminism and the Duluth model that you love to throw up in men's face, that's going out right along with it. Because once you've driven a man beyond his limit, beyond his line, once that man no longer restrains himself, guess what? There will be no one to just magically appear to get that man off you. Oh, no, 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 no. But hey, you women continue to believe so and think that your mouth is not going to get you dealt with. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.